Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges, and today's Monday, our first Monday beginning a new series, and this series is called Epic. It's all about the Old Testament part of the Bible. We're going to be looking at all different stories from the Old Testament. They're pretty epic stories in themselves sometimes, but we're going to be looking in particular at how they're part of a much bigger epic story, a narrative that runs throughout the entire Bible, and where we can find Jesus in every story. This is really important because sometimes Christians don't really see the value in the Old Testament. We can wonder what it has to do with Jesus, what it has to do with the faith that Christians believe that has come along a lot later in history than when the Old Testament was written. Some of those stories can seem very strange and different because they were written in very different cultures and times. Sometimes they can seem a little too fantastic. Sometimes people say the God they read about in the Old Testament doesn't seem like the God they hear about in the New Testament. That he comes across as angry and full of vengeance and things like that. As we look at some of the most important stories in the Old Testament, we're going to see how the God of the Old Testament is the God of the New Testament. We're going to see how those stories matter to people today. We're going to see how Jesus can be found in each story. Sometimes he'll be there quite explicitly. God will appear. At other times, Jesus will be hinted at, prophesied about. Sometimes we'll see heroes, sometimes great successes, sometimes great failures, where something about them will hint at the much greater leader who is to come, Jesus. We're going to go through this series in chronological order, in terms of how things happened in history, as best as we can tell anyway. Some of these writings are so old, we don't have exact dates for any of them. And so we're going to try to go in order as best as anybody can. And some of the stories we touch on are going to seem familiar. Things like Noah's Ark, David and Goliath, Daniel and the Lion's Den. Some of those stories will probably be ones you've heard before, either if you grew up in Sunday school or going to church, or maybe just in culture. They're well-known stories. Some of the other stories we explore are going to be a little bit more obscure. Things you might not have heard of or read before, or even if you had, you might not be quite sure where Jesus is in the story. We're going to look at stories like Esther, Ruth, and Naomi. We'll look at stories like Daniel and the fiery furnace. Some of those stories might not be quite as familiar to you, but we're going to explore them and see the meaning that's in them. Well, to help us learn all these things, we're going to be looking at a different story from the Old Testament each week. And each week, we'll go through our usual rhythm, where every Monday we introduce the idea. Every Tuesday, we study it in the Bible. Every Wednesday, we try to come to grips with what that means for us. Thursdays, we try to apply and live out what we've learned with a bit of a challenge. And then Friday's our day for prayer and reflection. Saturday is our day for community, Christian community, and we have a brand new church community that started in Ajax. Our service is called the Family Room. We meet every second Sunday. The next service is going to be Sunday, January 25th. And I hope you can join us there at Romeo Dallaire School in North Ajax. It's a great way for you and anyone else in your life, your family, to worship and learn together. We call it the Family Room because people all meet in one space. So please join us on a Sunday, because that's an important part of our weekly rhythm as well, even though it's not one we necessarily highlight in these challenges. Well, we're going to start at the beginning, naturally enough. We're going to start way back, the very beginning of the Bible, the very beginning of life, in the book of Genesis, when we hear about Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. That's a story that you probably are aware, it exists at least, if you don't know it personally, where God created the world. And as sort of the crowning achievement of his creation, he put a man and then a woman to tend to his creation, to be gardeners of a sort. These first human beings were given an incredible amount of freedom. The majority of what they had was freedom, freedom to just enjoy the things God had created, that God was giving them without pain, without sorrow, without fear. They were able to enjoy the protection that God gave them. The idea of the Garden of Eden was that there was fruit everywhere they could eat. They didn't need to work hard for it, they just needed to tend it and care for what God had already given them. They were given an incredible amount of freedom and only one restriction. They were told not to eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now that might seem like a strange prohibition. We're going to explore this week what that tree really meant. How it wasn't just about God setting some arbitrary little test for them to see if they were obedient or not, but rather this was God's way of seeing right into their hearts to understand whether they truly loved God or whether they just wanted to use God, or worse, to be God. You may know this story. It sets the stage for everything else that happens in the Bible and in the world. It sets the stage for human beings not being perfect and wonderful and holy, but rather being broken, sinful, fallen human beings. It helps us to recognize that there is something broken in us, that we give in to temptation. And sometimes these things are serious temptations, temptations to betray a spouse or to use someone, temptations to steal just because the opportunity is there, temptations to lie. Things like that can be really serious. Sometimes we even give in to little temptations that don't matter a lot, but matter in the big picture. Things like giving in to temptation to eat a bit more chocolate even though we're on a diet. The temptation to sleep in even though we have somewhere to be. The temptation to watch one more TV show even though we have things to do. It's like the kids in the video we're about to show you who are told they have just one rule, and even they can't stop themselves from giving in to temptation. It's a fun video to watch. Maybe you've seen it before. Then after that, I'll have our challenge question for you today.
Okay, scoot up. Okay, so here's the deal. There's a marshmallow. You can either wait, and I'll bring you back another one, so you can have two, or you can eat it now. So you can eat it now, or you can wait, and I'll bring you back two. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'll be back. Okay, so I have one marshmallow for each of you.
Okay.
One.
Don't eat it.
And here's the deal. You can either eat it now, or you can wait till I get back, and you can have two. Okay?
Okay.
So eat it now, or wait till I get back, and you can have two. And I'll be back in a little
bit. If we wait, you'll give us two?
Yep, if you wait, you'll get two. Or you can eat it now, whichever you want. Okay?
I'll be back in a little bit. I'm gonna wait. You wait until she gets back, she'll give you two. She still won't give you two because you ate it. So I love it. And I didn't eat a single bite of mine. So don't show her, okay?
I have this marshmallow, and you can eat it now, or if you wait a little bit, I'll bring back two for you, okay? How you doing, Sam?
Good.
Good, you've been looking. Okay, well, I'm going to go, and I haven't found marshmallows yet, so I'm going to look for some more, but you sit here, and if you haven't eaten that one, I'll bring you back another one, okay? I'll be right back.
Still ate some of it, so she's still not gonna do it.
can eat them now.
Well, here's your challenge question for today. What kind of things do you give in to most easily? What temptations can really control you? Share that with some friends. I hope you'll do these challenges not alone, but with a group who can discuss whenever you are together, whether it's on the train or bus, at work or at home, what you've been learning in these challenges. Have a good one, and I'll see you tomorrow.